Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Leading today is a new report from Bloomberg that says developers should expect access to Apple's new tools for adapting iPad apps to run on the Mac as soon as June at WWDC. Last year, Apple offered a sneak peek at the project, shipping versions of Stocks, News, Voice Memos, and Home for the Mac that share the same design as the iPad versions. Bloomberg adds that by next year, Apple plans to update the software development kit to support bringing iPhone apps to the Mac in the same way. The report says that by 2021, Apple plans to combine the iOS and Mac app stores in a way, allowing developers to submit universal apps for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac using this strategy. Finally, the report concludes by saying that Apple also, quote, has also internally weighed previewing a new version of the high-end Mac Pro, end quote. Apple has said on the record that the new Mac Pro will be released sometime in 2019, but it hasn't unveiled the new modular design or specs publicly yet, but it will likely happen at WWDC, even if it's released at the end of the year. And Apple has released the third developer beta version of iOS 12.2, introducing more changes to the design of the built-in remote tile accessed from Control Center. The new design features larger buttons and a solid black background. The Wallet app also sees more design changes with larger buttons for options like adding money to Apple Pay Cash or launching your bank's website from your credit card in the Wallet app. Another small tweak in the latest beta version is the ability to easily see your device name and model number, like iPhone XS or iPad Pro 11-inch, from the About screen and Settings. And in the upcoming watchOS 5.2 update, Apple Watch Hermes customers will see two new watch faces on the Series 4 model, with a soft pinkish and bluish gradient versions of the two-tone watch faces already included on the high-end Apple Watch. And 9 to 5 Mac's creative editor, Michael Stieber, has created a new concept image of what we might expect to see from Apple's rumored 16-inch MacBook Pro later this year, imagining an edge-to-edge display in the style of the latest iPad Pros. The rumor comes from reliable analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, who says Apple will release a 16-inch to 16.5-inch MacBook Pro with a new design later this year. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.